Linux has come a very long way as a desktop operating system. The developers of the Just Works distros, like Linux Mint and Xorin OS, for example, have put a tremendous amount of effort in developing their user interfaces and their helper programs, and they've gotten to the point where you can pretty much do all of your daily computing tasks in these distros without ever having to touch the command line. But the command line interface is where the real power lies, and using some simple tricks, you can actually get things done using it a whole lot faster than you would with those helpful graphical user programs. Take something as simple as managing the files on your computer as an example. So here I have a Xorin OS virtual machine, and let's say that we wanted to copy all of the images out of this downloads folder and copy them over into the pictures folder. Okay, so using the graphical user interface, the way you do this is, well, first in GNOME files, we have to make the file type column visible. For whatever reason, it's not visible by default in Xorin OS. So we make that visible, and then we can click on type up here, and I believe this is gonna put all the images at the top. Yeah, it does. And here's a quick little hack you can use in these graphical file managers, and I believe this works on pretty much every single one in existence. You can click on the first file and then scroll all the way to the bottom of the list of files you want to copy. This is only going to work if you've got them in sequential order like this. And then hold shift, press on the last file, and then it selects everything in between. And so now we can copy and then paste with control C, control V into pictures, and boom. We just copied over all the images from downloads into pictures. Now, you're probably thinking, there's no way that the command line can do this faster than the GUI can. And for this particular operation, I would say you're correct. So let's make it a little bit more complicated. Let's say that I want to copy over all of the images from this downloads folder that were last modified in the past year. Okay, so if we were to try to sort this by date modified and, you know, go through and select things manually, we're going to run into some issues because there's, you know, there's text files in here, there's, I believe, some videos, and there's a couple other things, you know, mixed in here with these spicy memes. I just copied a few, you know, images and files out of random places on my computer, threw them in here as an example. And you can imagine how much messier this would be if it was a real, like, user's downloads folder and they're downloading all kinds of different stuff, PDFs and videos and images, and just all that stuff would be mixed in, and it would be a mess, right? You'd have to really go through and manually select these pictures, and it would take you forever. But this is a fairly easy thing to figure out with the command line. So let's go ahead and pop one open. Let's open up the terminal. And first thing we got to do is we have to find all of the files that meet the criteria that we want. So let's say we want to find all the images that were last modified in the past year. Okay, so of course we would use the find command on Linux to find files. And we'll do find and put a period, which means that the find command is going to be looking in the downloads folder or in the folder that you're running find from. Because you can run find from any folder and run it on any folder that you want. So period is just a little shortcut for this folder. And let's say, well, okay, so we need to search for images. And this is where another command line trick is going to come up, because you can see these images in here have all kinds of different names and different formats. So we need a way to refer to basically every JPEG or every PNG that is in this folder. And the way we do that is with a wildcard. I got to put in the name flag. So we're finding based on the names. So that's what this name flag is. And we're going to say star.jpg. So this star means match any string of any length as long as it ends with .jpg. And since I'm trying to find all the images I have to search for, you see there's a WebP here, there's JPGs, I believe there's also some PNGs, and also JPEG spelled the other way, J-P-E-G. And let me see, WebP, I think I mentioned WebP already. So we have to match all of those cases for this find command. So we'll do hyphen O, which means or, name, hyphen, we'll say star dot webp. Okay, so right now this is going to search for all the files that are JPEGs or WebPs. If we run this, sure enough, it does that. Okay, so we need to add in a couple more. We'll do O name star dot, let's see, PNG, and then O name star dot JPEG, spelled the other way. Okay, so now this command will find all of the files that are in this folder that are images. So basically doing the first copy command we did in the graphical user interface. And obviously typing this all out is slower than that first option you saw me do. But now we're going to add in the mTime filter for modify time. So we'll say mTime, and we want everything that was last modified, that was modified in the last year. So we'll do hyphen 365. But we need to order things a little bit differently here, because right now, the way that this command is formatted is the mTime is basically like another or. And so it's gonna, you know, it's still gonna find pretty much all of the images. And that's not what we want, right? We want only images that were modified within this time. So we need to take this string of ors that we have, the string of name, you know, wildcard, JPEG, blah, 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 and we have to put this inside of parentheses. So, and we also have to escape parentheses, so that's why the backslash is there. So we'll do backslash parentheses, and then we'll go over to the end here and we'll do the same thing. Backslash parentheses. So now this is kind of like the order of operations in math, right? All of these ors, name or JPEG, name or WebP, this is all going to be run in inside of the parentheses, and then the mTime, because it's outside of the parentheses, is going to be applied to all of those. So now if I run this, it's only given me a list of all of the files, and you can also pretty much double check this with the screenshot since they have the date inside of their name. This is copying everything that was last modified there. There is this screenshot here, 2023-06-10. So let's make sure that this actually, that its modified date is accurate, right? So screenshot, let's see, 2023-06. And yeah, so even though this Ted Kaczynski screenshot, I guess, was done back in 2023, it was last modified in December of 2024. So this one qualifies as well. Okay, so now I have a working command to find all of the files based on my criteria. By the way, if you want to bring up the last command that you ran from a terminal, all you got to do is press the up arrow and then it brings it back just like this. So now I need to pass all of the files that are being found with this find command into a CP command that's copy in order to copy it over to the downloads folder. And so the way I would do that is pass it to exec, and then CP, and then open, closing parentheses. And then we want the folder. So that's the pictures folder. And we can just copy this file path here, paste it in here. And then we gotta put in a one last backslash and then a semicolon. And so assuming that I haven't made any typing mistakes, this should then copy everything into pictures. And you can see pictures folder is empty. Actually, I'll just go ahead and put these side by side to run them. Maybe that'll look a little cooler. Boom. So now this is copied everything over, and the modified time is going to say just now because, you know, they were just copied over, but it only copied over the ones that we actually wanted. So there you go. And the really great thing about the command line, so, you know, we went through the process of typing out this super long thing, but if this is something that you're going to do again and again and again, like let's say, I don't know, every year you want to copy over all the memes that you've downloaded into your pictures from your messy downloads folder, we could just turn this into a shell script very easily. Okay, so we could just literally copy this command that we were entering into the shell and create a new file. Let's call it movepix.sh. Got to make sure it has the, you know, that it's a shell script. And we'll just paste this in as it is, right quit, and then make it executable. Okay, and so now instead of typing out all this nonsense in here, I'll nuke this folder again so that it's empty. Right, so now instead of typing out all of this nonsense, I can just run movepix.sh and boom. It moves all these images into your Pictures folder. And you can even schedule the shell script, this shell script that I created here. You can schedule this to run automatically at a designated time. So again, if you clean out your memes folder annually, or maybe one of the best examples, like really what I was thinking of when I was setting this up is, if you have a lot of images on an SD card, and let's say you went on like a month-long vacation, so you would change this M time over here to, let's just make it 30, right? So it would copy everything for the last 30 days. You went on a month-long vacation. Now you want to copy everything from the SD card onto your Pictures folder, right? You would just run the shell script from the SD card, and then boom, it's going to copy everything over into Pictures. Now, there is one last modification that we can make to this, and I would actually recommend making this modification if you're dealing with large files, if you're dealing with a whole lot of files, or if you're dealing with any of that on a slow storage medium. So again, if you're using an SD card, or if you're taking images off an SD card and putting it on your computer, and that is change this CP command to an rsync one, and actually do rsync AVP. So what this rsync command does, really, rsync is what the graphical file manager is essentially running in the background whenever you move or copy files from one place to another. It's a little bit more reliable than CP. It doesn't just like silently fail. You know, if you're trying to copy a whole lot of images with CP and it fails, it'll just fail. And it won't really tell you why it failed or like what file it failed on or anything like that. So that's what the V and the P specifically are for. It tells you the progress of the files that are getting copied over, and it's doing it in a verbose mode, and I believe the A is just archive mode, so I think that makes it recurse into directories and stuff like that, which isn't really applicable for this particular use case. But anyway, we can copy this or right quit this, and then let me go ahead and clear out Pictures folder again and put them side by side, and then you'll see the difference. Actually, it looks like I did something wrong here. Let's see. Exec, rsync, AVP. Oh, I see. I changed my M time requirement to 30 when it was supposed to be 365. Pretty sure that's what messed it up. Yeah, there we go. And so you get all this stuff here telling you about the files that are being copied, the file names and everything. So it's more like a proper, it's like a proper file transfer in terms of the data that you can see getting sent from or getting copied from one area to another, but it's a lot more minimalistic. And that's another thing that, you know, someone in the comments can back me up here. If you've ever tried to access an SD card on Linux or even on Windows for that matter, and you're accessing it through a GUI file manager, it tends to be very laggy and crash the program a lot just because the SD card is so much slower than what I guess file managers are basically built for. So using a command line like this is going to just make things work for you a whole lot better. But anyway, let me know if you guys want more videos on shell tricks. Like and share this video to hack the algorithm, and check out base.win if you want to buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.